Good morning, everybody. Okay, so today what we're going to try to do is I said we would do Ves Saguf and Ves Saones in one shir. It's not going to be one shir. I got a little caught up in Ves Saguf, even though it's not super halacha l'maisa, but it's an interesting topic, a fun topic. So we're going to do Ves Saguf today, Be'ezras Hashem, or as much of it as we can. And then tomorrow, Be'ezras Hashem, we'll get into Ves Saones. And then at the end of the week, we'll get into Mu'beres Menecha Sekena. And Belineder, after this week, we're not going to do Kotetas anymore. But today, I still want to do Ves Saguf for the majority of Shir. So what exactly is a Ves Saguf? What are we even talking about? So the basic idea of Ves Saguf is that sometimes there are physical things that happen before a woman gets her period. They're not the, and this is critical, the Rishonim will point out, the Rashba and others, these things are not the cause of her period, they are warning signs that her period is coming. They are symptoms of her period. And in that way, Vesas HaGuf, while it sounds like a Vesas HaKvitos, is very different than a Vesas HaKvitos. A Vesas HaKvitos, which is Vesas HaOnes, which we'll talk about tomorrow, is when she does certain activities that make her get her period. That is not what we are talking about now. Vesas HaGuf is, she's getting her period anyway, but her body gives her certain warning signs that she is about to get her period. That is the definition of a saguf. The Rashba compares it to someone who has an illness and there are symptoms of the illness. So when you get headaches and fever and chills, it doesn't mean that you are that the headaches and the fever and the chills are going to give you the flu. It is a symptom, that these are symptoms of already having the flu. Right, so whatever these Ves Saguf issues are, they are symptoms of what is already happening in the body anyway. They are not what causes the body to experience the nida. But that's just definitional. We're all good so far? So far, so good. Okay. All of this is based on the sugya on Daf Samach Gimel. I need the Samach Gimel Amud Aleph going over to Amud Beis. It's not a very long sugya. So it's definitely kedai to see inside and to read through the sugya. The Mishnah tells us in Nidah Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, Kol Yishu Sheyesh Leveses Dayashaita. As we know, a woman who has a veses is not mitame l'mafreya. It's only Dayashaita, only mitame mikanu l'haba. Ve'elu ein avestos. And these are the vestos. So you expect it's going to start talking about haflaga and yamachot. No, it's all vestos aguf. These are the vestos that we're referring to now. Mifahekes, a woman yawns. Ateshes, or she sneezes, some say sneeze, some say she passes gas, some wind comes out of her in some from some part of her body. V'choshesh b'fi kreso b'shfuli me'eha, or she has stomach or lower abdomen pains. V'shofa'as, blood flows, the Gemara discusses what that means. So she has some sort of fever. All of these things, these are the kinds of things that are a veses haguf. That happens three times. Any of these things happen three times. That is a vesis. The Gemara says, the Gemara adds, these aren't the only examples. There are lots of things that could happen to a woman as a sign, as a symptom of forgetting her period. Because it said, says the Gemara, Amra Barula, La Sui Isha Sharosha Kaved Aleha, Veverel Kaved Aleha, a woman who has headaches, Verotatas, or a woman who shivers. Vigosa, a woman who feels nauseous. So all of these things could be symptoms of a period that is about to begin, and if that happens three times, that she gets these symptoms, and the period happens, then it is a Veses Haguf. That is just definitional of what a Veses Haguf is. So we're going to go through some details. Any questions? Isaac, you give me a quizzical look. Huh? Okay, all right. So let's go through some of the details. First of all, every time a woman yawns, what if she's tired? You know, sometimes people yawn when they're tired. Every time she sneezes, in allergy season, she sneezes every time she gets her period, and she doesn't get her period because she's just sneezing a lot because it's allergy season. How unusual does this episode have to be in order for it to constitute a Ves Saguf? So Tosos on the spot, Tosos Yibra Maslom Ateshes, says that it has to happen Sha'a Oshtayim. Oh, wow. That's quite a sneezing fit, that she's sneezing for an hour or two straight. So if that's the case, we don't really have. Meaning, you would think that the examples that are given are things that are unlikely to happen for a Sha'a Oshtayim, unless you're describing cramps, which we generally assume is a vesas haguf, right? Because cramping can happen over an extended period of time. So if it happens, she doesn't normally experience these kinds of cramps, but right before she gets her period, she does, or right as she's getting her period, she does experience these kinds of cramps. So that we'll discuss whether it's before, after, during, you know, all that later. But that could be a vesas haguf according to Tosos. Tosos has got to be a sha'a ushtayim. She yawns for an hour or two straight. She sneezes for an hour or two straight. However, the Rosh in Siman Aleph does not use that lashon. The Rosh says kama pa'amim ze achar ze, that she just sneezes lots of times, one after the other. Now, if you had not seen Tosos and you were asked to quantify that, what would be kama pa'amim ze achar ze, that a person sneezes that you think is a vesas? 5 sneezes, 6 sneezes, right? You would not assume anywhere near an hour or two, right? You'd probably assume a minute, you know, something like that. Yeah.
Is this like included, like if the person has a cold?
Right. So probably not. Meaning we're assuming that it's clearly related to her Re'ias Davnida. Right. There are other causes. Sometimes I have a thing, and I went online to try to diagnose this to see whether. Apparently, there are people that have this. That every time I go out in the sun, I sneeze twice. Like as soon as I'm exposed to the sun, 1, 2. Like I go to take a walk with my wife. She's like 1 step away from me. I sneeze twice. She comes back. So you know, let's me. I don't think it's dangerous. Just, so that would be a symptom of me being in the sun, right? But it would have to be an unusual kind of sneeze, not something because you have some sort of cold. So I actually sneeze less in the winter than I do in the summer. Unique person. So what is Shulchan Aruch Pasuk? So Shulchan Aruch and Kuf Pei Tes Yud Tes, right? Let's see the slide over here. So if we have a Shulchan Aruch right here. Shulchan Aruch Kuf Pei Tes Yud Tes. Yesh kavas veses al yidei mikrim sheyaru begufa, kigon shemefahekes, the hainu, kadam sheposhi tros of machmas koved. He's describing what a yawn looks like. Or kadam shepseach piv machmas kovet, or kadam shemotzi kol derech hagaron, v'cheinim esateshes derech mata, or choseshes kufi kreisa b'shvul me'el, shuksut zikadokus, etc., etc. So he says, if that happens 3 times, where is it? 1 time is not enough. El sh'osa kein harbei pa'amim zeh achar zeh. That it happens harbei pa'am zeh achar zeh. And if that happens 3 times, then each of those 3 times she was asasakein harbe pa'amim harezeveses. So very clearly does not side with Tosfos' definition of shoshtayim. Very clearly Shulchan Aruch takes the Rush's definition that it doesn't have to be shoshtayim, it could just be harbe pa'amim za'achaze. Okay, now does this veses, is this purely a physical thing? The physical manifestation, or is this related to the calendar also? Because this is like uncharted territory for us. Today and tomorrow, when we talk about a veses haguf and a veses haones or a veses lekvitzos, we're moving away from the calendar. Everything's been about the calendar. Okay, how many days, the day on the calendar, on a bainus, but everything's been time related. Now all of a sudden we have something that doesn't seem at all to be time related. So what exactly is it if it's not time related? Is it at all time related, or is it totally divorced from the factor of time? So this is a machlokas rishonim. Rov Rishonim, the Bali HaNefesh, the writer in Bali HaNefesh, in Shar Tikkun HaVestos, Aleph Vav, the Ramban in Nida, Hilchos Nida, Vav Yud Aleph, the Rashba in Taurus HaBayis, Zayin Gimel, the Rush in Siman Aleph, all of these major Rishonim, based on a Raya from the Mishnah in Nida, Samach Gimel, and Beis mostly, say that it can be established even on random days, that even if it's not at all related to the calendar. If it only comes at predictable intervals, that would be a different kind of veset. That would be called a veset hamorkav. That every 28 days, she sneezes for 10 minutes, and then she gets her period. So then it's a veset hamorkav when she sneezes on the 28th day for 10 minutes. That's how you know that that's a veset. But even though there is such a thing as a veset hamorkav, Rov Rishonim understand that it can exist independently. Right, that a veses haguf can exist independent of yamim. It's only when they come together that's a veses hamorkav. And the Rashba explains in more detail, and he says, even though veses hakfitzos can only happen if it's connected to specific days, Right? If a sakfitzos, Rashba says, can only happen if it's connected to specific days, this is different because over here we're not talking about what causes your period, but a simen of the period's arrival. And when something is only a simen, that can happen any time, meaning it's a simen that it's already happened. When you're talking about something causing a vessel, so she can't make herself a nida, a week after becoming a nida last time. That's unlikely to be able to bring about, to cause herself to become a nida, at just whenever she wants, whenever she does cartwheels, to make herself a nida. So vessa kvitzos, says the Rashba, that maybe has to be connected to the calendar. But that which is a symptom, you know, if you have the flu again, you have the flu again. Meaning you could say, oh, but you're not supposed to have the flu. I got a flu shot. I'm not supposed to. Yeah, but you do. Meaning if you have these symptoms that are clearly symptoms of what already exists, of what is nida, so then you have the symptoms and it doesn't have to be connected to a certain date. Beis Yosef quotes this from the Rashba. It's kedai to see inside. The Beis Yosef writes, Vida. Sha'af al pisha Rashba sover she'eni she'kovas veses l'kvitzos l'chudayu. The shitas ha'Rashba is that you can't have a veses ha'kvitzos alone without days. Kamo she'ksafti la'el. Moda be'vestos t'gufa. The kava veslu l'chudayu. Vesa guf you can have alone. Avu bi she'en len zman yadu. Even though it's not at all connected to the calendar. V'taymo shall never be Yeruzal. Yafu b'toras habayis. And he explains it very well in Toras habayis. She'kosav. In piyaka o itcha shalosh pamim virasa vafilu shalobi yamim yaduim. It happens three times, and she sees even not on predictable days, or not on a set amount of days, not on a consistent number of days. Hareza vesas kavua v'choseshes l'piyukim ali yitushim li'olam be'ezi yom shetis ate shotefahik. Whenever she yawns, whenever she sneezes, whenever she has one of these fits, that's when she's going to have to be choshesh. Umahu hahefra sheyesh bein vesa zel vesak vitzos shein nitvel of arkavas yamim. Why is this different than vesak vitzos? Kamoshik seven lemaila, where vesak vitzos has to be calendar related. Hasam hu deikar ariya enu ela machmasa ones. The culture tikvena machmasa ones lo kavala veses. Over there, the dam comes about as a result of the ones. Aval vestos tugufa adraba. Ha'oreach hu degoreim lemikrim alalu kemikrim amisyaldim mimosra aleichus v'adamim. These are things that happen as a result of the buildup of blood in the uterus and the beginning of the blood to come out of the uterus. So that's what triggers these things. So v'hilka chafil b'lar kav esyam kavla v'eses. I mean, we don't believe a woman can cartwheel her way to a period unless it's also going to be that the day helps in causing the period. But when it's not about causing, it's just about observing, is it happening or not? So one way to tell if she's having her period is if she sees dam. Another way to tell is if she has the cramping that's normally associated with the period. So that's also going to be a veses. That is the shitas Rov Rishon. The Magen Mishnah believes that the Rambam disagrees. It's not universally agreed that the Rambam disagrees. But if you look in Nisuri Bia Parches, Halach Aleph and Beis, the Rambam seems to hold that it has to be more Kavliyam. Because the Rambam writes, Isha Shiesh La Veses, Hainu, Shiesh La Yom Kavua Liri Iyasa, Kigon, Sheroa Baflagas Esrim Yom, and then he goes on and he says, V'kodem Shiavu Adam Targish Ba'atzma Mefahekes O Misateshes, what does that mean? He's describing a Vesaguf. And then Vyovo Vesoselu Oechamem Bishah Hakavua Love the Yom Vesta. When he describes Vesas Aguf, he describes Morkav. And he never describes Vesas Aguf without it being Morkav Liyamim, without it being connected to a number of days. So the Magen Mishnah says it seems that Rambam holds that there's only such thing as Vesa Morkav. Vesaguf, it's Morkav. The Magen Mishnah says, which leads me to Akasha. Which may be Ben's Kasha. Let me say the Kasha and then we'll see if it's the same one. The Magen Mishnah says, wait a second. What is the Piyuk add? If anyway, she's Kavua Liyamin. Meaning, she's Kavua for that number of days anyway. Every 28 days she sneezes and bleeds. Okay? And if she doesn't sneeze and every 28 days she bleeds, she also has a Ves Kavua. So what is the Piyuk add that wasn't there before? So Magen Mishnah says maybe if she only bleeds at the end of the piyuk, we wouldn't be metame taros to mafreya. Whereas if meaning because we know when meaning it sort of narrows it down even further, because we it's not just during that Aronos HaVest, we know exactly when it's going to be. At the if normally she has a 10-minute sneezing fit, and with that last sneeze the dam comes out. Right, that's and we'll get into that in some more detail. There's discussions of women who have it at the beginning, have it at the end, have it after. But let's say at the last sneeze the dam comes out. So if that's what she's kavua for, then we're not going to assume that she was tamei prior to that. We're not going to be mitamei her nafre. Maybe that's the whole naftimina according to Rambam. Anyway, we don't pass like the Rambam over here. We pass in like the rest of the Rishonim that they can exist independently. You can have a vesas haguf that's independent of yamin. Obviously, you can have vesas of yamin that's independent of vesas haguf, and you can have a morka.
So maybe my question is more a question for we do vesas haktisos, but according to the Sfar, the Rebbe explained as to why the fisa will only cause the period if it's more kavli yamin.
Yeah.
Does that why would it have to be dafka on that day? Like, shouldn't the window? It's like the natural build up.
Okay, so that is a vesak fitzos question. We'll have to see how we actually pass him when it comes to vesak fitzos. So bli neder, we'll get to that. We'll get to vesak fitzos, but that tomorrow most likely, not today. You know, when we use the term vesak guf, in our head we should think cramping or staining. Those are the most common ones. Typically, women do not have, I don't think, no woman has ever told me that she has a 15-minute sneezing fit when she gets her period. So I think these are unusual. And I mean, women yawn a lot because they're tired a lot, because they work harder than us. But, you know, I don't think it at all relates to, you know, to the cycle. Most commonly, the predictors of when she's going to see Dom are when she feels cramps, or when she starts spotting. Spotting is even more common than the cramps, probably. That she'll spot for a day or two in advance, and then she knows that that's a sign of her period coming. So when we talk about saguf, we should be thinking along those lines. When we talk about sakfitzos, we should be thinking pills, because that's the most common. Meaning most of the time, I think most women don't do cartwheels, but I think even, you know, adult women, I think even if they did, they probably wouldn't get their period from it. But a lot of adult women do take birth control, and taking the placebo or stopping to take the real pills usually 48 hours later will cause them to become anida. So that's what vesakvitzos is going to be. But again, that's for tomorrow. We'll discuss the applications of that and whether stopping to do something can be a vesakvitzos. Vesakvitzos sounds like you're yes doing something, and that's bringing. So taking the placebo is not what does it, right? If she didn't take the placebo, it would be the same as taking the placebo. That's the idea of a placebo, right? It just keeps you on track. So that's why you have to take one each day. So so we'll have to get to that tomorrow. Okay. When it is morkav, when it's morkav, both yamim and pihuk, the Rishonim say that the if the pihuk happens on an off day, then she's not chosheshes. Meaning if she, yeah, she bleeds every 28 days after a sneezing fit, and then she has a sneezing fit 15 days later, then she's not chosheshes. So Beis Yosef writes in Dibur Maskul, Masha Kasa V'chol Eilu, Beis Yosef writes, U'pirish eino chosheshes, hainu lomar, she'eino chosheshes lo k'dinves kavua, ele k'dinves she'eino kavua. Wow. The Torah just says eino chosheshes. That if she has one of these things off cycle, eino chosheshes. Says Beis Yosef, you know what he means? He means treat it like a vescheina kavua, not like a veskavua. Vinafkamina, what's nafkamina veskavua vescheina kavua? Shim lo badka, v'lo rasa, harez v'cheskas Torah, k'din vescheina kavua. Av mikamakam, tshrikha lachush lo, k'dark shal chashash, as vescheina kavua. Nafkamina is if she didn't do a bedika, she mutaris or asura. Say, if you were to treat it like veskavua, she's asura. Treat it like vescheina kavua, she's mutaris. But don't say ignore it entirely, you still have to be choshish for it to be poresh during that vest as well. And he says, and he says, I'll bring you a raya from what the Torah says, because the Torah himself says, piyaka b'rosh chodesh v'rasa v'chazor b'opiyaka b'tochi me'achodesh choshesh asa oso apiyuk v'asur l'sha me'shat shetivdom. What did he describe? She has a sneezing fit on Rosh Chodesh, she sees dam, then 17th day of the month, another sneezing fit, and the Torah says, choshesh asa oso apiyuk. Can't have tashmish, Ad shetivdok shekala ves ben shel yom ben shel guf kosher shel pamachas. You treat it like ves shein kavua. Is that a good raya? What's the halachi trying to prove? That if a woman has a ves kavua, that's morkav of yamim and sneezing. I like the sneezing example, I don't know why. So if she has a ves kavua that's morkav of yamim and sneezing, and then she sees on an off day, and she sneezes on an off day. So he says, I'm telling you, you got to be choshish for that. How do I know you have to be choshish for that? Because the Torah says that if a woman sneezes and bleeds once, and then sneezes another time, you have to be choshish she's going to bleed. Is that not a good raya? What's the case that he's describing? And once. What's that called? Ein kavur. So of course when it's Eina Kavua, what's the whole idea of Eina Kavua? I'm afraid that it's about to become Kavua. Right, going back to that, you're so. I don't know what's causing it. I don't know if it's the days, the sneezing, the combination. So I'm going to be Choshish for the sneezing. As a Ves Eina Kavua. But once she already has a Ves Kavua, L'yamim, L'piyuk. Maybe when piyuk happens without yamim, you don't have to be choshish, because that's not her vesis kavua. So the raya is difficult to understand. The Beis Yosef's raya is difficult to understand. Probably what he means to say is that since she's had the piyuk on specific days, we can't know for sure whether it's really vesis amorka. Meaning, she's had this piyuk on specific days and she's bled every time. I don't know if it's the piyuk that's causing it, the yamim that's causing it, or only the combination of the two that's causing it. Right? So he's probably assuming maybe the days wouldn't have caused the dam, or could have caused the dam even without the piyuk, or that the piyuk could have caused the dam without the days. So you should be choshek v'sheinu kavua. But the drisha points out this weakness in the raya. The raya doesn't have to be a strong raya. I mean, in the same way, he's trying to say misvara. Meaning, obviously, normally if you have a vesis kavua, you don't have to be choshek v'sheinu kavua. So why in the world would she have to be choshek for this? Okay, because we're not sure what she's kavua for. So I get the svara. We're not sure. Maybe what she's actually kavua for is piyuk. It's just so far it's happened to only happen on specific days. So I get why you'd have to be choshish. I get me svara why you would say you have to be choshish. But the raya is a very shvacha raya. That's what the drisha points out.
Does that mean that he doesn't really hold a morka?
Does that mean that he doesn't? No. Meaning if she were to then sneeze and not bleed, or have the day without a sneeze,
right,
then you know that it's the combination that does it. The Ramah, and this is explained by the Taz and Sukkot Lamed Vav, the Ramah disagrees. That's all the Beis Yosef. What does Beis Yosef say? When it says, Eina Choshashas, don't think it means Eina Choshashas. Right? If she stam sneezes on an off day, don't think it means Eina Choshashas. It means just treat it like Ves She'eina Kavua. Says Rama, I disagree. He holds that if she has a Vesa Morkav, she's only Choshashas when they come together. If she only has a Piyuk, there's no Choshash whatsoever, even as Ves Sheina Kavua. And Chavzdas explains, Chavzdas and Sekhon Chav Gimel, Dahavi ki Chazaka She'enu Rak Ali De'a Kaka. Meaning, Chaim is just saying that she's got a Ves Kavua. She's got a Ves Kavua of Morkav. And how do you know which causes it? It's only happened when they both coincide with each other. So I haven't proven that one, you know, that it doesn't happen when she sneezes or that it doesn't happen when it's just the day. But what I see on the positive side is that every time she sneezes on Rosh Chodesh, that's when she bleeds. So Mela, you don't have to be Choshish for any Ves Sheina Kavua whatsoever. That's Shita Drama. So, again, if she had a piyuk on another day, Beis Yosef would say, Ves Sheina Kavua, treat it like Ves Sheina Kavua. Rama would say, ignore it. What if the day comes without the piyuk? It's been every Rosh Chodesh, is that the same as the piyuk without the day? Every Rosh Chodesh, she sneezes and bleeds. So if she sneezes on Tesvav L'Chodesh, Beis Yosef will say, Choshesh, Ves Sheina Kavua. And the Rama would say, ignore it. What if Rosh Chodesh comes and she didn't sneeze? Is it the same machlokas? The Chavzdas doesn't think so. Chavzdas says everyone would agree that you treat that like a Ves Sheina Kavua. And Shulchan Aruch, it's explicit. Shulchan Aruch says in Sifchat Hey, Im Echad Me'ilu Ba L'Zman Yadua As Vada Yasur Kol Onas HaVeses Kimo Veses Yamin Greida. Meaning, Vesaguf is somewhat unusual. Veses Yamin, much more common. So we're more choshesh for the possibility that the pihuk is a coincidence than we are that the yamim is a coincidence. Meaning she's only been bleeding when there's been both. But it could be that the sneezing was just a coincidence. And therefore, if the yom comes without the pihuk, we're still going to be choshesh, according to everybody. But the pihuk without the yom, that's machlokas mechaber Rama. Let's see, who's going to go for first? No.
Yeah, I was
going to
ask, could you just repeat that again?
Was
what the mechaber and
Rama? Yeah, so the mechaber holds that if she has a pihuk without the yom, at least be choshesh, be porish. The Rama says, no, it's fine, it's nothing. If she has the yom without the piyuk, Chavis Das thinks that both the Mechaber and the Rama would agree, you still have to be choshesh.
Choshesh
means
in
Vesis Kavua,
or choshesh means
in Kavua? Ena Kavua. Ena Kavua. Right. What she's Kavua for is only the combination. So that's the assumption.
Yeah. Practically speaking, you cannot have the pizza can happen at any point during the day, the mice might happen at any point during the day. So whenever you have a workup, you should always be choshesh the entire day anyways, because might get to the end of the day and then it didn't happen, and then the
mindset
doesn't happen, right?
So we'll talk about that. When to observe the veset exactly? Do we observe the veset when, you know, at the beginning of the day, any time during the day? So that's the next. Right. Meaning you're making an assumption that it's going to be the entire owner, but it's not so pashut that that's necessarily what it is. Right? You wait the entire owner.
So that Chaladad, we said if she always, every month in Rosh Chodesh, and she sneezes and she gets her period, if he doesn't sneeze once, we say we treat it like the Vesher Kavua. Why don't we treat it as the Vesher Kavua?
Because it's only happening when she sneezes. So we assume that that's a limiting factor. I think that's, yeah.
Is it so compelling that it's more likely that you see in a particular day than seeing after these symptoms?
Right. So, meaning when you talk about cramps, it doesn't sound so compelling.
Yes, pretty much happens all the time.
Yeah. I guess they were so scheduled, meaning they were, in times of Chazal, you get the impression that Eskavua was very, very much the norm. Meaning to the hour is very much the norm. So maybe that's the assumption.
To the hour without clocks.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Because logically speaking, the only thing you've established is when there's a pihuk and the day at the same time. So you might say logically you should have you should call that a vesa kavua for both of them, and then vesa she'ena kavua for each of them separately. That would be logical. The Chavar Dad says that we do call it Vesher Shena Kavua when
right.
It's just a day.
And meaning, and that would be Shita Sabes Yosef. That would be Shita Sabes Yosef.
Yeah,
right.
Ramah is a big Kula.
Ena Kavua. Yeah. Yeah. Now, if you have Vesha Guf She'ena Kavua, so again, Vesha Guf She'ena Kavua, Ramah in Sif Yates says that if she's Pihik Verasa Pamachas, she should be Choshesh for both the Piyuk. For both a piyuk on any day and for the day without the piyuk, because either one might become a ves kavua, right? And that's clear. Now, what if the third piyuk comes a day early? Meaning, Rosh Chodesh piyuk and Sizdan. Rosh Chodesh piyuk Sizdan. Every Rosh Chodesh piyuk, and she doesn't see dam till the next day. So Shulchan Aruch Sivchav, in piyaka beis pa'amim Rosh Chodesh, ubepam hashlish is piyaka b'chav tes l'chodesh v'lo rasa, ub Rosh Chodesh rasa b'lo piyuk. So she had her sneezing fit on Erev Rosh Chodesh. She didn't see the dam till Rosh Chodesh, the third time. But she didn't have a sneezing fit on Rosh Chodesh. Kavul of Esel Piyuk Shal Rosh Chodesh, She Piyuk Shal Etmol Garam L'Riya Shal Rosh Chodesh. Wow. We assume that it was yesterday's Piyuk that was Garam L'Riya Shal Rosh Chodesh. So what word immediately jumps out at you is totally inaccurate?
Garam.
What do you mean? The whole basis of this whole thing, the Rashba said, is that it's not Garam anything. It's a symptom. It's not a Garam. So the Bach points that out. That the word gorim is out of place. There's no gorim by itself. It's a simen. But the simen arrived a little bit early. that sometimes like people like have aches before it rains or something, you know, like so the siman didn't happen on time. It came a little bit earlier on. The Ra'ah in Bedek Abayis is an interesting machlok. It's a little back and forth between the Ra'ah and the Rashba over here. The Ra'ah in Bedek Abayis disagrees with this halacha, and he says that it's only true by the sakfitzos, where something that happened yesterday might cause the dam to come a day later. Meaning, the Ra'ah says logically, if we view it as a gorein, right, then it makes sense that the gorein might have happened yesterday and it was just slow. It was a slow reaction to the gorein. So if every time she has cartwheels on Rosh Chodesh, she has cartwheels on Rosh Chodesh, she bleeds. Okay, she had cartwheels in Erev Rosh Chodesh, but she wasn't ready to bleed yet, so it came out a day later. But the cartwheels caused it to come out. But when you're talking about something that's not a gorein, it's just a symptom. So an early symptom can't have anything to do. Where was the dam? Right? How come the dam didn't come till the next day? If it's a gorein, so there's got to be before, you know, this causes that to happen next. Next usually is a minute later. Sometimes it might be a day later. But if it's just a symptom, says the Ra, it doesn't make any sense. So he disagrees with this halacha. What's this halacha in Shulchan Aruch based on? It's based on the Rashba. So how does the Rashba defend it? How do you say the lamdas? So the Rashba says, no, adarabba. A vesach kvitzos, by vesach kvitzos, it's a big chiddush that yesterday's kvitzos will cause today's riyaz da. And therefore, if you're going to say that yesterday's kvitzos can cause today's riyaz da, then it can certainly be true that a simen will show up a day early as the blood is gathering in the rechav and prepares to come out. The Rashba's lashon, ubekol makom hamesavev kodim beteva lemesovev. I mean, essentially what Rashba is saying is that these symptoms aren't directly, when you have a goreim causes the period, so it should be much more direct to the period. Symptoms are changes happening in the body. A period is dam leaving the uterus, but before the dam leaves the uterus, the body prepares for that. The body gets ready for that. The dam gathers in the uterus, whatever happens. So the symptoms, if she's extra sensitive, maybe her immune system or whatever is a little bit lower or whatever, or the hormones are just slightly off, the symptoms may appear a little bit earlier. That makes more sense to me, says the Rashba, than a goreim not being goreim until later. And in fact, if you, in Shulchan Aruch, it doesn't say anywhere that an earlier day's kfitzos will affect the next day. It only says by vesaguf. Right? It doesn't, I mean, the Ra'ah says, it only makes sense by Vesak Kvitzos that an earlier day's Kvitzos is going to affect the next day. The Rashba says, no, it makes more sense by Vesak Guf than it does by Vesak Kvitzos. And Shulchan Aruch obviously says like the Rashba, because Shulchan Aruch doesn't even mention it by Vesak Kvitzos, that a cartwheel on Erev Rosh Chodesh is going to affect Rosh Chodesh. Only that a cramp on Erev Rosh Chodesh will affect Rosh Chodesh. Rav Vosner, now, here's the difficulty in applying all of this, like lemaisa. Right? We said, what's the application? Every time I say vesaguf, what should go through your head? Cramps, right? Or stain, right? We describe, sneezing fit, bleeding. Oh, and a big chiddush, even if sneezing fit comes one day earlier, on the third time through, even that could be part of that vesas. But the first 2 times, it's got to be mamish right there. That's not really the way it happens. I mean, when a woman feels cramping, it doesn't mean she's already bleeding at that moment. What it means is that she knows that when, next day or two, it's going to happen. She feels that her body's... But that's not how we're describing Vesaguf over here. Vesaguf, we're describing it like mamish then, same day. Ah, big chiddush, the third time through could be a day early. So Rav Vosner makes this point in Shevet HaLevi on Sif Chaf, and he says, in the Shiur Shevet HaLevi, he says that for a Vesaguf, it could be that even if the cramps come 2 or more days earlier, it's still connected to the Re'iyah. The Vesaguf does not necessarily have to be on the day of. And that's unlike a Vesas HaKfitzos. He points out the Nedev Yehuda in Tinyana Simin Tzadi Gimel, says that even those who hold that a kfitza a day early is connected would agree 2 days earlier is no way connected. So essentially, the Rashba Svara is correct, right? that a siba can't be too far removed from its result, but a simen can be further removed. That's the Rashba Svara, and that's what we passed in the Sefer Chasid. So if a woman experiences cramping and she knows that this means that I'm about to get my period, so that's a good time to be Polish, says Rav Azim. If it happens consistently every single month, that is a vessel.
You still say like that, Ron, in other words, say 2 times in a row she gets cramps and then 48 hours later she gets her period, but then the third time she gets cramped for 72 hours later. In other words, still applying the principle of a one-day delay, but as opposed to being immediately when the period comes, the first day before.
Probably, right? Probably. It would sound that way, because if you could do 24 hours, you know, if they were assuming day of and then 24 hours.
What if it wasn't? In other words, what if all three, one time it was 24 hours, one time it was 48 hours, one time it was 36 hours?
Yeah. Good question. I think Rav Azar just seems to be assuming that if she that it could be kam kavua if she knows that each time she has cramps, it's imminent. Even if that's what it sounds like. Absolutely, we should take a look at it, at his words again. But that's what it's, I don't have it with me. We should. That's what it sounds like.
The cramping always comes more than 24 hours before she thinks it's going to be pushed immediately, or not until.
So luchari, you could wait till she actually bleeds, because that's the meaning. That is the simon. The simon is that she will bleed in 24 hours, right? Not that she's going to bleed right now. I don't think so.
It really seems like the machlokes and the Rashba is a machlokes mitzvahs.
Yeah. Could be. Mitzvahs of the Teva Ha'isha. Yeah. Could be.
Is maybe Rioni was just asking, but what would the Ona Achas be?
Yeah. So what's the Ona Achas ever? You know, and then we'll have to figure out what it is here. But yeah, but it's similar to what Rioni was saying in terms of. Meaning, it seems that it's not right now, right? In this case, in this practical application.
For Vosner, meaning to be ochre, this type of vessel, she would need to see cramps and not see blood. How long is the
probably like, that the cramping the cramping would stop. Meaning that she would feel fine and no dam comes, and then she just goes back to her regular, you know, sort of feeling normal.
Does it just like when the cramping does come before, does it go up
usually
until
she
or
feels
stop, or all the way until?
I think, not a woman, we should ask a woman, but I think usually she feels a little bit different, out of sorts or whatever, until she gets her period. Now, what about the bedika for a vessel's haguf? So we already learned back in Sif Dali that a bedika is encouraged for all vessels, even vashena kavua. But it's ma'ake for a veskavua, right? She remains a surah labayla until she does a bedika by a veskavua. So it would seem that the same should be true of vesaguk, misvar, right? However, in Se'if Chaf Aleph, says the Shulchan Aruch, piyaka barash chodesh verasa, v'chazra piyaka b'tochi mei chodesh chashash salsa apiyu, v'asru l'shamesh ad shetivdok. He describes the veskavua kavua of piyuk, and then says, asru l'shamesh ad shetivdok. Because you have to be choshish that maybe she's been koveya vesas. Yeah, but then why is she asur l'shamesh ad shetivdok? A ves shein kavu, you don't have such a halacha. So what happened over here? So the Bach says that the Shulchan Aruch is paraphrasing the tour. So the Bach on the tour says the tour didn't mean it. Didn't mean she's asura. It just means the chachili should do b'dika. There are ways to say that, like, I don't know, l'chadchili, yishnu b'dika. Why does he say asur l'shamei shachetivdav? That really makes it sound like it's asur l'shamei shachetivdav. Now the Bach has another approach, second answer. He says, normally if she sees b'sof ha-piyuk, she would be muteres b'tchilas ha-piyuk. But that would require b'dika. That's what he means to say. That if she wants to have tashmish right after the piyuk, that's fine. But if last time she had a re'iyah, she had a 10-minute sneezing fit, and the dam came out on that last sneeze, and at the beginning of the sneezing fit she wants to have tashmish, let's do yawning, at the beginning of whatever it was that she was experiencing, she wanted to have tashmish, that would require bedika. It's a new din, that would require bedika. It just seems like he needs to fit something into the words of the Torah, so he's got to come up with some way that it's more logical to require a bedikah, even though it's a ves shena kavua. So the Taz in Sivkat and Lamed Ches writes, she needs a bedikah because the piyuk is a reyus alifaneinu, that she's a medes lilas. Wow, oh, this is different. See, a ves shena kavua, what's a classic ves shena kavua? Yamim, you know, something like that. Yom HaChodesh. So I don't know that it's the Yamim at all that caused it, and nor is the fact that the fifth day of the month came at all an indication that anything's going on with her body and that she's about to see down. They should say, you never know, maybe she's being Kovei Aveses. But there's nothing indicating to me in her body that there's something going on. So that's why you don't need a bedikah, and you're able to have tashmish afterwards even without a bedikah. The chachil, you should do a bedikah, always better be safe. But if you don't do a bedikah, she still will tell us. But says the Taz, Reyes of the Fanein. Meaning if she's having this physical, what is a symptom of dam, of getting her period. So it's not as strong of a symptom as actually finding the dam, but this is a symptom of what happens to her body when she gets her period. So that you're going to need a bedikah for. Meaning, in a certain sense, it's stronger than a Veshena Kavua. Because Veshena Kavua is observational about what might be causing. Over here, it's not about what's causing, it's a symptom of what is, of what's going on with her. The Shach in the Kudas HaKesef disagrees. He says she's Mutaris even without a Bedika, and the Torah in Shulchan Aruch just meant that if she wants to have Tashmish immediately, she should do Bedika. But if she wants to wait a little bit, she could have Tashmish a little while later without a Bedika. How much is a little bit? How much is immediate? I don't know. But the Shach draws that line somewhere else. Right? I mean, he just says, of course, Veshena Kavua, Veshena Kavua doesn't require a Bedika. It's just that if she wants that, you know, it's very similar to the Bach second answer. That if she wants to have Tashmish within that Pihuk, but just earlier on, so then she's going to need a Bedika. So the Shach says on the other side, if she wants to have Tashmish right after the Pihuk, before she knows that she hasn't seen, because it's too soon, then she needs a Bedika. How do we paskin? So in Chachmas Adam Kol Kufches, and in the Chavz Das Kol Kufches Siftes, and in the Chavz Das Sivkat Lamed Ches, like the Taz, that she needs a bedika. Ooh, one for the record books. Paskin the Taz against the Shach, against the Mikudas HaKesef. Aruch HaShulchan says no. Sifnun Tes, Aruch HaShulchan, the Shach always wins. Says the Aruch HaShulchan over here also. Okay. Now let's get to like the topic I keep saying we're going to get to. She has a piyuk at some point during this time period, right? When should you be porish? Misvar, typically, a vessel. When are you porish? Right, this far into vessels, we all know. How much do you porish? From the beginning of the yonah, right? Sunrise or sunset, whatever it is, from the beginning of the yonah. Does that make sense over here? You know, Rosh Chodesh, she has a 10-minute sneezing fit followed by blood coming out of her body. When should you be purged? Rosh Chodesh. Beginning of the owner?
When she sneezes.
What? Or when she sneezes. Meaning, if you know that you're safe until she sneezes, so why would you be purged at the beginning of the owner? Right? So this is a major discussion. And also, if she bleeds every time during the sneezing, do you have to be choshesh when the sneezing fit is over and nothing came? So, it doesn't make sense to be choshesh for if it's eino kavua, obviously, it doesn't make sense. If it's eino morkav, right, let's say eino morkav, forget about eino kavua, it's kavui, but it's eino morkav. It has nothing to do with days, it's just every time she has a 10-minute sneezing fit, she sees dam, obviously it cannot be choshesh from the beginning of the yom. Nachon? Because I don't know if today's going to be her sneezy day. Right? It could be that today she won't sneeze at all. So I can't be choshesh. Every day you're going to be choshesh and wait, see if she sneezes, and you'll never be with your wife. It can't be. Right? So, obviously she can't be choshesh from the beginning of the yom. She doesn't even know if there's going to be a pihuk. Shulchan Aruch and Sif Chavdal, it says she's muteris as soon as the piyuk is over. She doesn't even have to be choshesh after the piyuk. The Rashba has two rights. Shulchan Aruch is based on Rashba and Tarsabayis, as much of this simon is. The Rashba, between the Rashba and the Ravid. So the Rashba has two rights to this. One right is the Mishnah Samach Gimel Beis. Mishnah Samach Gimel Beis says, "Hey, so Mudulios Roa Betchilas Avestos." If normally she sees at the beginning of the vessels, Kolataros Shasa Betoch Avestos Tameos. All the taros that she deals with during the vessels are Tameos. Bisof Avestos, Kolataros Shasa Besoch Avestos Tahoros. If she normally only bleeds at the end of the vessel, all the taros during the vessels are Tahoros. So apparently she's only Chosheshes during the Shasa vessels. Right, I mean, the whole discussion is what about stuff that she dealt with during the vessels. And furthermore, the Mishnah records in Machlokas whether you have to be choshesh for the entire onus of vessels in general, or only the actual shas re'iyah by a vessels liyam. Right, a vessels liyam, she knows she bleeds 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Rosh Chodesh. So, are you choshesh sunrise sunset, or are you choshesh only 2 o'clock in the afternoon? Machlokas tonight, we paskin all day, right? But it's machlokas tanan. No such machlokas tanan appears by Vesa Guf. What happened? Why did the tanan have machlokas? Because they thought it was obvious by Vesa Guf that it doesn't go beyond the actual zman that it's actually happening. Why? Because again, Vesa Guf is not, we don't think this is causing anything. We don't think this is bringing anything up. We just think it's a symptom of. Well, if it seemed like a symptom and then you checked it out and the blood results came back, blood results is bad, but the results get back, it turns out she doesn't have it, whatever it is that you thought she had, so it wasn't a symptom, so it's over. If it's about bringing it on, so it may bring it on, you know, throughout the entire Zmanona. And the post can even discuss, what if she sees only at the beginning or the end of the Vessels? Shulchan Aruch Nesiv Chav Dali. V'kulam in choshanam elo l'shaita, keitzad, ha'isa regila liros im ha'scholas ha'vessas miyad, Asura calls Manam Shachas of Vessels. If she normally sees at the beginning of her sneezing fit, she's also throughout the entire sneezing fit. Haysi Regila Liros Besofo, Eina Asura Elo Besofo. If she normally sees at the beginning of the piyuk, she remains also throughout the entire piyuk. If she normally only sees at the end, she's only Asura at the end. So ask the Chavzdas, why? I mean, why the difference? If she only sees it to be, if she normally sees it at the beginning, so what do we say? What should it be? Let it be asked at the beginning. If in the first minute she didn't bleed, so then it's not happening. Every other time she bled the first minute of her 10 minute sneezing fit. Okay, so you're going to tell me no, we have to be choshesh the entire time period. So then, how come when she normally sees it at the end, we're not choshesh from the beginning? If I'm going to be choshesh the entire time period, why the? The inequity in the assessment of the peel. So Chavzdas wonders about this, and Chavzdas says that if she normally sees only at the end of the episode, there's no reason to be choshesh earlier. But if she normally sees the beginning of the episode, it could be that her first few sneezes were just allergies. And Chavzdas says, I don't know what the peel actually was. Maybe the Vesaguf peel was the last sneeze. Or the last 5 minutes of sneezing. Maybe the first few times she was just sneezing. Maybe she walked out in the sun and she has what I have. I don't know if there's a word for it. But she sneezed, but it was just a regular sneeze. And he proves that there's such a thing as a regular sneeze that's not at all associated with Vesas. from a din that a woman with a Vesa Morkov Lupiuk Liyamin, who is mefahik at the beginning of the day and didn't see dam, says Chavzdas. What if she's mefahik again later on that same day? You gotta be choshesh. But she just was mefahik and she didn't see any dam. Yeah, but that was just a sneeze. That was just a yawn. That was just a whatever. Meaning the raya is not a raya to his halacha, it's just a raya to the idea that there's such a thing as a sneeze. So it's not necessarily like the strongest right in the whole, it's not the most necessary right in the whole world. What? Men's knees too. I heard. Yeah. What?
Sometimes five times in a row.
Yes. So that's how the Chavzdas explains. I mean, the Chavzdas wonders why would the Shulchan Aruch say if she bleeds, if she's mefaik at the beginning, she normally bleeds at the beginning of the piyuk and this time she didn't. You got to be chashish all the way through, but she's normally at the end, and this time she then you don't have to be chashish until the end. So that was Chavis Das's explanation, because at the beginning maybe the reason she didn't see it was because it was just stam a sneeze. Sugu B'Shoshanim explains differently. He says the pihukim are all what he calls the shluchei hadam. So if she's mechsekes to only see after many shluchim, meaning at the end of her sneezing spell, you can't assume that she will see with fewer shluchim. But if she's mechsekes to see with fewer shluchim, and then the whole cavalry comes, so you have to assume that she'll see that. Right? Maybe the discussions. More commonly, though, let's get back to like reality. What if she normally bleeds after the pihuk, after the cramping, after the staining? So Shulchan Aruch of Chav Dalet, based on the Raivin and Balei Nefesh, and based on the Rashba, Bamed Dvar Mamur Bizman Shekol Ariya Muvlas B'Soch HaVeses. Aval Mein Kol Ariya Muvlas B'Soch HaVeses El Nimsheches Gam Achar HaVeses Asur Mitchilis HaVeses Atzof Ona Achas. It's not exactly our case. Not that she starts bleeding after the piyuk, but that she continues bleeding after the piyuk, Shulchan Aruch talks about. If she continues bleeding after the piyuk, then you got to go to the end of the Ona. Even though she didn't start bleeding this time, she didn't start bleeding during the piyuk, you have to be choshish till the end of the Ona. So the Baal HaMoreh in his Hasagas to the Baal HaNefesh doesn't agree. He has a compelling argument. He says, if a woman bleeds from Hei B'Chodesh until Tes B'Chodesh, when's her Veses? No, typically, typical case. Hey, not Vav, not Zayin, not Ches, not Tes. It's only Hey. So why should Veses Guf be any different? That if she normally starts bleeding during the piyuk and it continues afterwards, once the piyuk is over, nira irves is over. That's the compelling argument against the Rav. So the Beis Yosef answers for the Rav and the Rashba. Beis Yosef asks the Kashya, "Kashli shehuz al pasuk haraza shesover shemaves nimshach shoshafas omizalefes beizul gimel yam enus richalifrosh ela ona rishona shalaves says." We all paskin. They only have to worry about when the dam began. Why, by this halacha, should all of a sudden things be different? Sounds like they're very much the same idea. So says the Beis Yosef in Irli. Shataymo shel Rashba, she'afal pi shein hochin ela achra scholas aveses, ein shir scholas aveses pachus mishir. Shashiru chachamim dahenu ona umishum hachib simkov pedal shavas nimshach bezo gimel yamim pasak the sagi ba'ona achas. What's he saying? That yeah, it only goes at the beginning, but the beginning has to be defined as a minimally an ona. So when you talk about a woman who bleeds for 5 days, I'll say an ona is the beginning. That's what you're chosher at 12 hours. But if it's only happening for 10 minutes. Or even if you're a Tosos person, Shal Shtayin, you got to give it at least an Ona. V'hacha Sharinim Shachzach Shapasak Ha'itosh V'apiyuk till after the Itosh and Piyuk is over. Asura Ona Achas Bein Shetib Shazman What Bein Shetib Shachzman Meruba. And you know what? Even if she starts getting her period when she has this sneezing fit and bleeds for the next 5 days, she's not going to be choshish the next 5 days. She'll only have to be choshish until the end of that Ona, because it always works in Onos. So this is not inconsistent, says the Beis Yosef. It's perfectly consistent. Everything's got to be an Ona. Chavis Das is different than the Beis Yosef, though. He explains it differently. Chavis Das says that since she continues to bleed after the piyuk, it's clear that the day itself is also connected to the Riyas Dan. So she should be choshesh for the entire day. She just couldn't be choshesh before the pihuk because she didn't know if this was going to be a pihuk day. Meaning, we're not talking about a woman who has a ves samorka. We're talking about a woman when she's mefahe, she bleeds and then continues to bleed afterwards. So on pihuk days, she bleeds. And really, really, says Chavdaz Megra Din, she should have been poresh the entire day, sunrise, sunset. The only thing is, at sunrise, she had no idea if it was a pihuk day or not. It had not yet been declared as a yawning day. So she had no. There's no way to forecast that. So since there's no way to forecast it, so the din is the full ona, but it only kicks in once you're able to diagnose the day as a piyuk day. That's how the Chavis Das explains. And lastly, related to Vesa Sagot, is machlokas between the Raivan and the Razav, whether she has to be Choshesh from the beginning of the Ona, even before the Piyuk, by Morka. Meaning it's every Rosh Chodesh when she's Mefayek. So this is the discussion I just brought up a few minutes ago. Does she have to be Choshesh from the beginning of the Ona? So the Shulchan Aruch, the Sifchat Hei, says that we paskin, im echad me'elu bal zman yadua, as vaday asura kol onas haveses kimo veses yamun greida. But why does that make any sense? Meaning, if we know that she doesn't bleed until the peel, why does it make any sense to make her be choshesh from the beginning of the yom? So, some of the Rishonim explain that we're worried that she'll be mefahik b'shas tashuv. I mean, what are you going to do? You're going to tell her, oh, don't worry about it. Until you're mefahik, you have nothing to worry about. Good. So, what does it mean, nothing to worry about? Don't be parish. So, they'll have tashmish. In the middle of tashmish, all of a sudden she sneezes, dam comes out, too late. Can't be parish. That's risky. You want to invest some work of, and you know that she's going to be mefahik today, so you don't want to take such a risk. So the Chavos Das just points out, it's called Namdal, that only makes sense if she normally sees at the beginning of the piyuk. What if she has a 15-minute piyuk and she always sees in the last minute? So as soon as she starts being mefahik, it could be parish. So in the Rav Shulchan Aruch, in El Sadi Zayin, he says that we're concerned that the Tashmish will cause the Re'iyah to come earlier, even at the beginning of the Piyuk. Meaning, let's say you have a woman who, a woman has a clock, right? She's like clockwork. She sees every 28 or 30 days or whatever it is at the end of the night, right before Amar HaShachar. What's her Onas HaVes? When does she have to be parish? All night, right? All night. But every time, it's always at the end of the night. So what's the svar? So we discussed this once. What's the svar? Why does she have to be parish already at the beginning of the night? Because we're afraid the Tashmish is going to make it happen early. Meaning, once you're in range, the Tashmish might bring it. So says Shulchan Aruch, same thing over here. That even if she always sees at the end of the piyuk, but the piyuk means you're in range. As soon as it starts, you're in range. And therefore, the Tashmish might bring it about. And therefore, you have to be Porish because you're afraid that it might happen during the Tashmish.
Isn't it
not a Gorim? Ah, very good. Right? I mean, if it's not a Gorim, it's only a symptom. But maybe that the idea is Tashmish is a Gorim. So when the symptoms are there, it means that things are happening in her body. And then Tashmish will accelerate the process. Right? That seems to be the assumption. The Ran says, I think much simpler. The Ran says, a Vesa Morkov is like a woman who has a Vesa see at a particular Shah of the Yom. You know, it might not mean whether a woman sees on Rosh Chodesh at 2 o'clock or on Rosh Chodesh at her sneezing fit. Either way, you're just further limiting Rosh Chodesh, right? And what's the halacha when she sees on Rosh Chodesh at 2 o'clock? The entire Ona. That's the Ona Hasamuch Levesta. So she has a Ves Kavua that she sees on Rosh Chodesh when she's Mefahik, so when she should be Paresh, the Ona Hasamach Levesta. The entire day. I thought that was a simple pshat. I mean, that only works, obviously, if it's Morkav, you know, and Kavua for Yom, then you could be Paresh, the whole Ona. But that's why we pass on Shulchan Aruch. That Asura Kol Ona Savesa, Kavua Ves Yom Greda. Again, the application of this, as far as Lemaisa, the application of this turns out to be more common sense and less like, you know, strict reading of the halacha. Because what's actually described in all of these halachas in the Shulchan Aruch does not really conform to the reality. Women do not see at the beginning of a piyuk, at the end of a piyuk, in the middle of the... Most often there's some staining in advance, there's some cramping in advance. So a woman knows herself, and she knows that that's when she's a... So she'll say, you know, let's just... what they call the common sense prisha, you know, like a Willig, who it seems is in that room right now. What he calls the common sense preacher, right? That, don't be an idiot. If she's telling you that she knows that that it's about to come, so use some secha. That's how it actually plays out in reality. Tomorrow, I want to get into Vesa Onas and how that relates to pills and perhaps some other things that could bring about a woman's period.